ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to call this Monday, August the 1st, 2022 public meeting of the Board of Garrett County Commissioners to order here at the Appleton Community Center. I want to thank you guys for allowing us to come down, and we try to get out and about in the county as much as we can in the summertime when we don't have to really worry about the weather, and just be accessible to folks whether they want to take advantage of it or not. So we do appreciate you opening the doors for us and allowing us to come in. The first order of business, we'll stand for the pledge, and then Commissioner Titchener will lead us in the invocation. Flag is in the back. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
You bow with me for a word of prayer. Precious and loving Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you for this day that you've given us. Lord, we thank you for the many blessings that you give us each and every day. And Lord, we're thankful to be here tonight for the people that are here. And we thank you for allowing us to be here. And we just ask that everything we say and do will be pleasing to you. And Lord, we do all this in thy most precious holy name. Amen.
Please be seated. Mr. Knoll, any additions, deletions, corrections, public meeting agenda?
Yes, sir. I would like to request that we add the approval of surplus property at ASCII to be approved for auction.
All right. Any questions on that? If not, do I have a motion to approve the public meeting agenda as amended?
So moved.
We have a motion. We have a second.
Second.
Motion and a second. Agenda approved by mutual consent. Everybody got a copy of the minutes in advance of the meeting. Are there any additions, corrections, or concerns to the minutes? Hearing none, do we have a motion to approve the minutes?
So moved.
We have a motion. We have a second. Motion and a second. The minutes approved by mutual consent. We have a very light agenda before we go to any public comments and or questions. The very first item on the agenda is Garrett County Department of Financial Services Purchasing Division with a bid award. Mr. Knoll, what do you have for us?
Yes, sir. This is bid number 22-0714 for Wolf Den Culvert Replacements. This is a project in conjunction with the Abandoned Mine Land Division of MDE to replace culverts along Wolf Den. There was five bids received. Rudy's Industrial Contracting Incorporated in the amount of $495,380. Excavating Associates Incorporated in the amount of $617,957. Lyco Enterprises in the amount of $659,611.75. Tierra Site Constructors LLC in the amount of $829,995. And Bear Contracting Incorporated in the amount of $918,950. The recommendation is to award the contract to Rudy's Industrial Contracting in the amount of $495,380, and this is under budget.
Questions on the recommendation or the project? Hearing none, do we have a motion to approve the recommendation for bid award number 22-0714 for the Wolf Den Culvert replacement for abandoned mine or for Rudy's Industrial Contracting Incorporated for $495,380?
So
we have a motion, we have a second.
Second.
Motion and a second. Question on the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Next item is the amended agenda item, which is the auction of surplus property from ASCII. Mr. Knoll, what do you have for us on that?
Yes, sir. So we have been reviewing the surplus property at ASCII, and in your packet is a list of the property that you are recommending to declare surplus. This is equipment that is no longer used in the normal course of operation at ASCII. And as you can see, there's some kayaks, inflatable kayaks, paddles, some miscellaneous equipment. So the recommendation is that we advertise this on Ball's Auction online site. There is no cost to the county for that. We collect 100% of the bid price, or the sold price, and the Ball's Auction charges the buyer the 10% buyer premium. So with your approval, we will declare these, I need a motion to declare property surplus and to enable us to list them with Ball's Auction.
All right, question on that item?
Is all this sold in bulk as one package?
No, the individual items. So each item will have a picture, and it'll be up on the Ball's Auction website. I believe it's for a 2-week period, and they have people bid on individual items.
And do we take it to Ball, or do people buy it, pick it up?
No, we will take it to Ball's, and they do everything else. Once we deliver it, we have no other involvement. They come to Ball's to pick it up. Ball's collects the fees and sends us a check.
What if there's items no one bids on?
Then they would be returned to us.
No. Any other questions? All right, do we have a motion to approve the recommendation to put the surplus items at ASCII up for auction at Ball's Auction site as surplus?
I'll make that motion.
All right, we have a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
Motion and second. Question on the motion.
One question, maybe it says here, how do we establish the price of the items?
We don't, it's auction.
It's all
strictly auction. Yeah. So our choices were gov.deals, which we've used in the past, eBay, which we've used in the past, or Ball's Auction.
So it's an absolute auction, there's no money.
Absolute auction. Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And that's how we do all the surplus.
We have a motion and a second. Any other questions? All those in favor say aye. Opposed. Motion carries. Before we go to public comment and question, I just want to make one announcement. We will not have a meeting in 2 weeks because we'll be at Mako. Our next meeting will actually be Tuesday, August 23rd at the Garrett County Courthouse back in Oakland at 4 o'clock. So the next meeting, Tuesday, August 23rd, at the Oakland Garrett County Courthouse at 4 o'clock. And anybody have any questions or comments they want to make?
Well, on behalf of the DL Community Association, I'd like to thank everybody in Oakland, not just the county, but the state, for the support that you've given us through giving us grants. And I want you to know that we return that favor by any organization or anything part of the county or state that needs to use this place, they can use it free of charge. Just send them my way. It's happened 2 or 3 occasions, you know, whether it's for disabled kids, Halloween parties or Christmas parties, anything like that, they can use the pavilion, they can use inside. No charge. Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else?
I just have a quick question. I know you've gone through a series of improvements and everything. What's next? Are you done? Or you still have things you want to do? Or
well, if you guys in the state would ever stop giving us money, I could rest. So this last batch of money that came out last year, it's not under program open space. I don't know what it's called. We're putting in sidewalks to the bathroom. The bathroom is the last thing that we put in for outside. We keep it open during the summer months as long as there's no shenanigans going on. Everything's been pretty good so far. Then we lock it up during the winter and winterize it. So we've got sidewalks coming down this way to the entrance to the bathroom, and then we're going to have a sidewalk coming from the cemetery entrance over. It is wheelchair accessible. We're going to do some landscaping along the building. To the shed, we're going to either cement that or asphalt it. And I think we're going to put up a garbage can receptacle and maybe a bench down by the horseshoe pits that no one ever uses. But that's where we're at now. We did assist the cemetery by buying them a gate with our program open space money that from several years ago that we had to spend. So we got them a gate on the front of the cemetery. But that's the only plans that I know of.
Okay, thank you.
Well, we appreciate all you guys do for the community down here and the county at large, but specifically here. It's nice to have a playground for the kids down here. Don't have to drive real far to get to one.
Yes, and the playground is used a lot, and they'll stop by, and it's first come, first serve, unless they want to pay like a little $25 rental fee to reserve it. But there's always people out there, you know, having a picnic or a birthday party. I think this is really needed in Appleton. Most of the time, I grew up down Georges Creek, so the fire department was the community center. We don't have a fire department here in Appleton. So this gives the people locally somewhere to hold their weddings or birthday parties or whatever. Northern Wrestling has their cash bash up here. So I think it's good in that respect. We you know, we don't make a large profit, just enough to keep the grass cut, do some repairs. We get free internet from Newbean for allowing them to put wire, you know, pipe across the property. We haven't had no problem with the people residing in the cemetery. So that's good. I think
that's
they
good.
All dried up and moved out.
All right.
And occasionally the police will set up a monitoring system here to watch some of our neighbors. It hadn't happened recently, but I know it happened a couple of years ago. There you go.
All right, great. Anyone have anything else? Well, if not, just remind everybody the fair is this week. Hopefully you can make it out and support those organizations and the fair board. And we will see everyone in Oakland on August the 23rd. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Adjourn. Thank you all again.